This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. The path toward victory is virtually impossible.
That's the best news I've ever heard.
I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Unfortunately, President Trump is not still not moving very quickly. President Trump still not moving very quickly.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
I call it the make work checklist, and I know I'm locked in a basement.
Now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out
who's your captain? Howie Carr.
He's not getting out of the way and let the scientists make the judgments.
Dr. Birx and I spent a considerable amount of time going over all the data to extend this mitigation process, and the president accepted it.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Checking on oil again.
Oil?
Yeah.
Where is it today?
I was wondering if you...
No, where's the press? Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, let me do somebody else.
Yes, good, on we go.
He accuses you of hastening the demise of the Postal Service.
I'm the reason the Postal Service... The Postal Service has lost billions of dollars every year for many, many years. I'm the demise. This is the new one. I'm now the demise of the Postal Service.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just want to start off with some sad news for me and my family. My daughter, Charlotte, as you know, or most of you know, lives in Dallas, and she has a boyfriend down there, and her boyfriend's father is or was a OBGYN in Dallas, prominent surgeon, and he passed away early this morning. Not coronavirus. He was a great guy, Dr. Rick, and I met him last Thanksgiving when we were down for the Cowboys game, and we had dinner at a nice Italian restaurant in Highland Park, I guess, and he was just a really, really good guy, and I liked him a lot. And his practice wasn't totally put out of business by this shutdown, but his surgeries had been basically declared elective. His hysterectomies, I mean, it seems pretty non-elective to me, but you know, he was very concerned about his patients. He was under a lot of stress. He tried to relieve it by going out up to Oklahoma every Saturday with my daughter's boyfriend, his son, and they would play golf and relax and have a nice dinner and kind of take their minds off what was going on. But he was really stressed out. I mean, there's no way around it. We were thinking about having him on the show to discuss the effect this was having on surgeons who were doing quote unquote non-elective surgeries, just like, you know, people are put out of business because they're non-essential business. Who's to say what's elective, what's essential? But it was really wearing on him, and he was under a lot of stress, and he developed some chest pains. They took him to the hospital, and they were going to work on his... They discovered his heart valves needed to be replaced or worked on, and they were going to do a procedure later in the week, but things just totally fell apart late last night, early this morning, and now he passed on after midnight this morning. And we just I feel so bad. He was a really good guy, and he was only 54. And he, you know, it's just terrible. And our deepest condolences go out to his family, including his kids, Ryan and Alex. Alex is an emergency room surgeon in California. Katie, his daughter, and his wife, Kelly. And it's just terrible. And, you know, I don't want to start off with a downer, but I just want to mention this. We'll never know, you know, if this thing hadn't happened, would Dr. Rick still be with us? Laughing it up. He was a big Trump guy, too, by the way. And the fact is, though, that if this thing goes on much longer, you know, there are going to be a lot of other casualties other than the people who are dying of coronavirus. And, you know, this is what happened in the 2008-2009 Great Recession. You know, there were studies later on done in the British Medical Journal, Lancet, that a lot, the suicide rate increased, depression increased. There was a domestic problems. You can already see that in police reports around the country. And it's just, when you have economic and dislocations and disruptions, you have a higher rate of mortality. And the life expectancy in the U.S. has been up for the first time in a decade the last 2 years because the economy was booming. And when you shut down the economy, these are the kinds of things that happen. And I just feel so bad, just because I knew this guy not very well. I only met him once, but I had a nice evening with him, and he was really nice to Charlotte, my daughter. And it's just too bad. And I just hope this thing ends so shortly. You know, it's got to end. There's going to be so many more casualties. It's just going to be the cure is going to be worse than the disease, I think. And I think Brett Hume put it very well yesterday on Fox. He said, "I don't know if we're flattening the curve, but we're flattening the economy, and even more than that, we're flattening the American people." You know, this is not a joke. You know, this is not just some reason for a few politicians to get their jollies by ordering everybody around and decreeing what's essential, you know, and what's not essential, and what's elective and what's not elective. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And again, our deepest condolences to Dr. Rick's family, Ryan, Alex, Katie, and his wife, Kelly. All right, 844-500-4242. We got a lot planned here today, and we'll just go straight to some Joe Biden cut. Joe Biden's been all over the place the last day or so, hasn't he? By the way, congratulations to Joe Biden. You know, as Jay from Chelsea says, you know, he's won the nomination. This is what happens when you have a clear and articulate agenda that you spell out. And you're able to communicate to the American people. So congrats. Congrats, Sleepy Joe. Congrats. 844-500-4242. Let's start out with just a couple of Joe Biden. What's the best that you see, Taylor, in the in the list?
There's a lot to pick from today. I do like him saying he's locked in the basement. That's pretty funny.
That is pretty good. Okay, let's start with that one. Is this from his podcast?
I'm not sure if it's from his podcast or just one of his little town halls that he does.
The podcast, yeah. You know, he was going to do the live streams with the media, but they were so disastrous that kind of ended. Then he was going to do some press conferences, just
Howie,
internet.
I think this was from a PBS interview he did with a union president.
A union president, okay.
Yeah, whose name was something very similar to Trump. It was like Trumpkin or something. So he kept saying President, Mr. President, and then he kept saying Mr. Trumpkin. It was very weird.
It's usually pretty weird when he comes on the screen. But there was a suggestion today in New York Magazine by the guy who's a big you know, he's a Democrat operative with a press pass, and he said he's really totally for Joe Biden. He said, but these Joe Biden podcasts just aren't working out. And he said, you know what Joe Biden needs? He needs a co-host on his own podcast. And he, and then he went on to further suggest, you know, it's not necessary for Joe to be at the on the podcast every day. Maybe he could, you know, do five podcasts a week, and Joe could come in like 1-2 days a week and make an appearance on his own podcast. That might work. In other words, the less of Joe Biden there is, the better he does. Okay, but perhaps this is a wise policy. You know, I get, what was it, William McKinley in 1896, I believe, he had the front porch strategy. He campaigned from his front porch in Ohio. Joe Biden is going to campaign from the basement because he can't apparently leave the basement.
I'm locked in a basement.
He's locked in a basement.
And I know I'm locked in a basement.
Okay. Have you thought about calling 911, Sleepy Joe? He's locked
in. I'm thinking about you all. We need you more than we ever did. And Mr. President, if there's anything I can do, you know, you get me directly. I promise you, I'll do whatever I can. And I know I'm locked in a basement like a lot of you are.
But if someone could just get to the police and get me out of the basement, so I can run away to the mall or to a dog track. I've been locked in the basement. I haven't had tapioca pudding. They don't even bring me any Fig Newtons some days. All right. Cut five.
Unfortunately, President Trump is still not moving very quickly. Not quickly enough, I should say, that from my perspective. He's not prioritizing workers. He's not getting out of the way and let the scientists make the judgments.
Okay. Maybe we quote you on that. President Trump. This is not to be confused with President Hump, which he said a couple of months ago. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommate or family's music. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. That's what I'm using. I'm holding them up now for the social media. They're great. They're more economical, and they have a longer lifespan. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Buy, B-U-Y. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Senators Cruz and Rubio say the mainstream media is gleefully reporting the ongoing pandemic. Do you agree?
How could I disagree? If you even listen to a handful of local news broadcasts, you know, you don't have to go on to CNN or MSNBC. Yes, of course I agree.
Would you be surprised if nobody disagreed, 100% agree?
Well, there's some guy who wrote a column in the Tampa Bay Times or the Tribune or whatever it is, or the St. Petersburg paper in Florida today, excoriating Marco Rubio for saying the obvious. So that's what made me think of it. But it was a great sound cut. Cruz was even more articulate about it and more pointed than Rubio was. But they were both pretty good. Anyway, we had a cheap bastard deal a couple of weeks ago for Marie's Ristorante in Portland, and the restaurant is now shut down for in room dining, but you can still get takeout. And so we wanted to have them back on. And this is, we have Tony from Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. And this is a third-generation restaurant on at 1335 Congress Street, which is, of course, the main drag in Portland. Tony, how's it going with the new dining rules across the nation for you?
Yeah, the rules aren't going so well for me. Maybe they are for Mark Rubio, but really.
He's stuck in his basement too in Miami. I saw him on TV today, but he's everybody's or most people are suffering to one degree or another. Tony, so how's it going?
It's going okay. I mean, we're doing probably 20% of our normal business, but it's not enough to pay the bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We kept on all of our staff because they're like family, and we're getting that done and getting the payroll out and. Just waiting for better times to come. We have our sauce to rely on as well. We sell our local sauce that we make at Pierre Maria's is a Fra Diavolo sauce and a marinara sauce. We jar it, and we sell to all the local Hannafords in Maine, in New Hampshire, and it's Maria's marinara and Fra Diavolo in your sauce section. You'll find it as the best jarred sauce that's out there, as many have claimed, and that's doing really well. I mean, we're up like 500% on sauce sales, but here at the restaurant, things are a little slow other than takeout.
And, is it better than the late Buddy Cianci sauce? You know what the late Don Imus used to say about that? It's really a good sauce, and you get a finger in every jar of Buddy Cianci's sauce.
You get no, it's much better than that. You get a clove of garlic in every one of our sauces. But I'll tell you, while you're on the subject. If you want me to tell a short story, it only lasts about 2 minutes, about my cousin Little Joe Napolitano, you let me know, okay?
Oh, I don't think we're gonna push the restaurant today. I've heard of Little Joe, but you know, that's people can go to Maria's Ristorante and they can still get delivery and takeout and curbside. What are your hours these days?
Yeah, we're open for lunch 11 o'clock till 11:30 till 2, and then reopen again for dinner. From 4:30 till 8. That's the martial law times. We can't go past 8 o'clock.
Martial law. That's a good way to put it. They say curfew, but martial law is, I think, more accurate. So people can come by. It's not the old location. You moved to 1335 Congress Street, but people can just come by and just come. They can get the food just put right into their vehicle, right?
As the Portland Press Herald says, we're out of the bastion of lawlessness that was the old neighborhood in Bayside, and we're now on Congress Street with a beautiful spot. It's a little bit smaller than our old spot, but it's nice. We've done a lot of work in here, and it's like a little piece of grandma's home right here.
All right. So we have a bunch left for Maria's Ristorante. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store. HowieCarsShow.com, click on store. And if you're not in the Portland area and you want to help these guys stay in operation for take it to a fourth generation. They're in their 60th year now. Go to buy it at Hannaford's buy that Maria's sauce in any Hannaford's in New Hampshire or Maine, right?
Exactly. And you say the fourth generation. I have triplet daughters that are 13 years old, and they're just waiting to get back in here and get to work because they work part-time on the weekends. And buy as many of those gift certificates as you can. But
HowieCarsShow.com, click store. HowieCarsShow.com, click store. Get your gift certificate. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You know, Joe Biden's always getting briefings from his medical team on coronavirus, and one of them is Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke Emanuel. He was an advisor to President Obama when they were instituting Obamacare. Here is a simple truth that many of us seem to resist. Living too long renders many of us, if not disabled, then faltering and declining, a state that may not be worse than death, but is nevertheless deprived. It robs us of our creativity and ability to contribute to work, society, the world. The fact is that by 75, creativity, originality, and productivity are pretty much gone for the vast, vast majority of us. Joe Biden is 77. I wonder what Dr. Emanuel thinks of his daily briefings with Joe Biden. All right, 844-500-4242. We started a new drive yesterday on the show, and it's called ER Eats, Emergency Room Eats. We're trying to raise money for the local hospitals in the region, the New England region served by the Howie Carr Show. And we're asking you to contribute, and we've contributed. All the money's going straight to the hospitals, and they're going to use it to provide food and refreshments for the emergency room staff, the people who are overworked, and you know, so many of the restaurants are operating on reduced hours. Many of them are shut down. Another big chain just shut down today. 260 restaurants. It's a southern chain, but they're all suffering. And we just talked to Maria's. They're open, but you know, it's tough. So it's tough to get food in, and hospitals have cafeterias, but a lot of them are operating on reduced hours, if at all, for these same reasons as everybody else is cutting back. And so we just wanted to get some money to the hospitals, and we hope they're going to use it to buy food from some of the restaurants, especially our restaurants that patronize our show. And so if you want to donate to ER Eats, you can go to HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right there at the top top of the page, and you can see it. And some of our faithful sponsors have also gotten involved with this. The show has donated the first $1,000. Matthews Brothers donated $1,000. The list that we raised over $5,000 yesterday on the first day of the drive. And today, another one of our faithful sponsors, DiStefano Hair Restoration, is donating $1,000. And we have on the line with us Dr. Chris Hines from DiStefano Hair Restoration, and they're donating $1,000 today. Dr. Hines, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, listen, you still work at the some emergency rooms in the area, right? Occasionally.
I pretty faithfully. I work at a small ER. I do two shifts a month, but during this, you know, the need, I work in Connecticut. The need in Massachusetts has grown, and I'm picking up a lot more shifts in one of the local Massachusetts ERs.
And it is, it's obviously, it's very, very tough work, you know, and you have to be on your toes, and you don't have a lot of time to think about where you're going to eat. I mean, I'm told just by people I know that in hospitals that there are fewer opportunities now to go out and get food, and there's fewer. I mean, you still have the commissaries in the hospitals, but you don't have the choices that you once had in many places.
Oh, no, that's exactly right. You know, the hospital in Connecticut that I work at, I mean, the cafeteria is basically closed. You can, you know, vending machine type thing. And, you know, there has been some local restaurants that have donated, and it's just great, kind of keeps the staff going. Everybody obviously is, you know, pretty freaked out. A lot of new protocols, seeing people out in tents, seeing people in cars, you know, if they, depending on the complaint and the triage, it's just something I've never had to do before. So it's strange.
And you worked in it. You started out in an emergency room in New York City. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually was in New York, you know, during the 9/11 and the blackout. So obviously I saw some history in the making then, and that was sort of crazy as well. But so I've kind of been exposed to different areas of emergency medicine more than I would have liked to.
So you're a veteran. You're a veteran of 9/11 in New York City, 9/11 in New York City, and this is a different situation than that.
Yeah, that. I mean, obviously, you know, we weren't prepared for that, and we weren't prepared for what happened. I trained at Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, So we thought we'd get an influx of patients after the falling of the towers, but it never happened. So then I was sent to Ground Zero. And unfortunately, by the time we got there, there really wasn't anybody left. It was later, 4 hours that day. It was like you had the walking wounded, about 400 patients or so, most of which went to St. Vincent's in Manhattan. And then it just, fizzled out, and I was just treating firefighters and paramedics. But being there was, kind of surreal. But this is, in a different way, it just doesn't, it's like nothing I've ever done before. I never, I'm not real comfortable going out and seeing somebody in the front seat of their car and making a decision on whether they can come into the hospital. It's just something I never had to do before.
So Do most of the people you see coming in a car? I mean, do you really think that they have it, or they just have something else, or they have the what are now described invariably as underlying conditions?
So the way, at least for my hospital, and we try to basically use the protocol set forth by UMass in Worcester because we're affiliated with them, but. We have to go out to the car. You go out with a nurse, and if they obviously, if you have a 55-year-old complains of chest pain, they go right in. But if you have a 30 to 50-year-old patient, whatever, and they're complaining of a cough, runny nose, and a fever, you go outside, you check their oxygen saturation, and you see how they're doing clinically. And if they're actually okay, they get sent home. They don't come into the ER. It's just a very strange triage process because I grew up with everybody coming in, and now I'm like, no, you this is something that can be seen later. And
do you when you come off the shift? I mean, do you isolate yourself from your family, or how do you handle that? Because again, they say people are infected, but they are asymptomatic. That's a word I never used before until the last 2 weeks. I mean, how do you know if you're if you can still hug your kids?
Well, I mean, you don't really, Howie. It's like I'm kind of a knucklehead. I mean, I trained in Brooklyn, and we had a high population of TB patients, and I'd get coughed on while I was intubating, and somehow God must have watched over me because I never got TB. But so I'm probably the worst. So my wife says, okay, you're quarantined. You can't come in the kitchen. Your dirty clothes go upstairs, and then you get washed. And that's sort of what I do when I get home. I follow my wife. Always listen to your wife. It's, probably good. Makes a good marriage.
So I want to thank you for donating $1,000 to the ER Eats program here at the Howie Carr Show, and again we hope we're going to raise a lot of money for hospitals, and if hospitals want to reach out to us and get in on the program, go to you can send an email inquiry to info@ereatsusa.com, info@ereatsusa.com. And Dr. Hines from DiStefano Hair Restorations, try to get your hospital involved in this, and maybe you can get some meals from your own contribution out of this.
I will. Thank you, Howie.
Well, listen, I appreciate you being with us, and I'm glad to have you as a sponsor, and we thank you for your long-term interest in the Howie Carr Show. DiStefano Hair Restorations, and you guys are still open for business, what's your situation right now?
Well, I mean, the problem with my business is, I do a follow-up. So what I've done is we have about 5 offices. I've closed every office except for Worcester. So we're opened in a limited capacity. We own the building we're in. So obviously everyone is secluded. There's no public access. And that's the only site that remains open. And, we'll do that until things are lifted. But it allows me to see patients for follow-up that, to be honest, otherwise would be going to the emergency room. And they don't need that right now.
Right. That's what I've never understood about this. These lockdowns. What if you have a dental emergency? I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, normally if you have a toothache, you can go to the dentist. So now you have to go to the emergency room. I don't get it. Doesn't seem very efficient medically.
I do see a lot. That's funny you mentioned that. We do see a lot of dental pain, dental abscesses. I can treat them. I'm not a dentist, so I'm not the best at it, but at least I can get people a little bit better when I'm there. So, but my, you know, I have a niche industry, so I need to see those patients because, to be honest, I'm an ER doc, and if I wasn't trained in hair restoration, I wouldn't know what to do with these guys, you know? So.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Hines, we look forward to talking to you again. And again, thanks for your contribution to ER Eats. And if any of the listeners want to get involved, doesn't matter what you want to contribute. Go to HowieCarshow.com and just click on the banner at the top of the homepage, and you can contribute whatever you want. And nothing's going for administration or overhead. Everything goes straight to the hospitals. And again, if you want, if you work at a hospital or you know somebody at a hospital, tell them to reach out to us at ereatsusa.com. Thank you, Dr. Hines. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
You know, I heard Sleepy Joe say he was locked in the basement, and I suddenly started getting a flashback to the 60s. I wonder if Joe Biden gets a... I know Joe Biden's more the kind of guy that gets a flashback to the 30s or the 40s, but... Maybe he was thinking about let's listen to Bob Dylan. Let's listen to Biden first. Biden, cut number 16.
I'm thinking about you all. We need you more than we ever did. And Mr. President, if there's anything I can do, you know, you get me directly. I promise you, I'll do whatever I can. And I know I'm locked in a basement like a lot of you are.
Bob Dylan, do you know anything about being locked in a basement?
John is in a basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government.
Wow. Subterranean homesick blues. Get it? Subterranean? Locked in the basement. 844-500-4242. Joe has a plan. Make it work. Make it work. That doesn't seem that hard to get to, does it? Make it work. Joe almost gets it. Cut four.
Offered him a 10-point plan. I called the make work checklist.
Actually, you call it the make it work checklist. But hey, these teleprompters are tough. Patrice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrice.
Hey, Howie, I called about your family's loss, but to us, quick. Joe Biden, at least he's not the crazy aunt in the attic, as I think Ross Perot used to call people. And if the state is, you can't turn in bottles and cans. While I was on hold, there was a thing with you saying you turn in your cans, but you can't turn them in anymore. Is the state going to suspend the collection of that nickel on bottles and cans for a while?
Don't they get it automatically if it isn't returned by a certain date? The state just grabs it. It's called escheatage. Anything that's not claimed by a noble or a peasant or whatever is claimed by King John, right? That's the concept. And they when they set up the bottle bill, the bottle law back in the 80s, they brought back escheatage. So I guess I don't know the answer to that question. That's a good question. Patrice, where would you? I thought that about this as the poll question briefly today. Would you rather be locked in the basement or the attic?
I think in the attic. Basement, less crazy. Hey, Howie, regarding your family's loss, sorry for your family's loss, and I hope that you'll think about doing an hour every now and again when people can call and not say how they're suffering, because I think most people don't want to talk about how they might be suffering, but how they see other people suffering. Because people are really suffering with this, who aren't sick, whose businesses have been put out of business, who are losing their investments. I know one couple, they've lived frugally their whole lives, and they're so upset. They were so upset when the market was going down that they wouldn't make it back up, have no chance to do that. It's gotten a little better. But maybe people could talk about how they see other people suffering, and maybe these politicians will get the idea.
I know. That's the thing. I don't get the feeling that, I get the feeling that a lot of these politicians are enjoying this. Like de Blasio. You know, he's still going to the gym in Brooklyn. He lives in Manhattan in Gracie Mansion, and he goes to Brooklyn to work out. Or Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. You know, you're not supposed to be. All the beauty shops are shut down. All the barber shops are shut down. But she just brings in somebody to cut her hair. She says, "I'm really into my hair." Oh, you and every other woman in America, right? Why are you different? Why do you get to have your hair done just because you're the mayor? Doesn't that bug you, Patrice?
What about the women in the press corps?
The women, you know, these network women, they're not getting their hair done. Why should a politician get her hair done? I don't know. You're right, Patrice. You know, the thing is here, you know, even people who aren't put out of business, like Dr. Rick, you know, he was concerned. His patients are stressed out because they want to get their operations done. And, you know, he was a very empathetic guy. And he, you know, it increased his stress that he couldn't provide the services, the medical procedures that they needed because of these arbitrary guidelines. And then, you know, in Dallas, you got this, you got your own crazy little Gina Raimondo guy, this judge, his name is Judge Clay Jenkins. And he's arbitrarily extending the shutdown in Dallas County. He's feuding with the governor. I mean, you know, it's a big power trip for these politicians, and it's ruining people's lives. And it's just, It's really bad. It's really bad. Thanks for the call, Patrice. I appreciate it. 855-844. I'm thinking about other stuff today. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.